We don't officially usher in fall until this Monday with all of its bounty, including the cooler days, nights, cider, pumpkins, all those cozy things. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, has been looking forward to this season for a while, but she's excited to be here with her picks on this very last weekend of summer. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. Summer was really great this year, but that's the beauty of four seasons because you can enjoy them all. I'm personally ready for some hot cider, and there's going to be a lot this weekend at the Cider Fest. It happens Saturday at the Park Charm, six of Fairmount Park's historic homes. One admission covers entry into all of the homes, and there's even a Cider Fest flash shuttle. There are different activities scheduled at each stop, and it's Saturday from noon to 5 p.m.
Why are they called charms?
Well, the Park Charms are six of Fairmount Park's most historic homes. They've been around since the American Revolution. They've been restored to their former glory, and they're very beautiful.
Oh, I was thinking after talking about the American Revolution, you might play, I don't know, fife and drums, but you're clearly drumming up something.
I am. Center City's Fashion District opens this week in the footprint of the former Gallery Mall.
That's right. It's been in the works for a long time.
And now it's here. As you might guess, there's plenty of shopping, but there's also a movie theater opening up in November and a live music venue, City Winery, that opens its first location here. Now, Fashion District is also the venue for this year's Philly Fashion Week, which starts on Monday. But this weekend, there's a series of events from happy hour to meditation that are going to be at the Fashion District, and they'll be absolutely free.
Happy hour, meditation, happy hour, meditation. You know, they're kind of the same thing.
Right? I've got to agree with you there.
Tanya, take us to Delaware and New Jersey, as you like to do each week.
Delaware's Vegan Festival is at Glasgow Park in Newark. So if you're interested in plant-based food options and everything around that, you can find out all about it there on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And you don't have to be a vegan to enjoy a good vegan festival. But do we need a ticket to get in?
No, you don't need a ticket for the Vegan Festival. It's absolutely free. But South Jersey's Wine Fest, now that is ticketed. It happens Saturday and Sunday at Valenzano's Family Winery in Chemung, New Jersey. And that features wine from 10 of the area's wineries. It goes noon to 5 on both Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, well, you have us considering fashion, food, wine. Those are like the big three game animals on safari.
That's right.
Tanya, tell us about some concerts coming up.
Well, wine goes well with opera. I'm sure that you can agree on that. The O19 Festival is back here in Philadelphia, and it features multiple opera performances, both contemporary and classical. The shows will be at different venues, including the Curtis Institute and the Academy of Music, and there's even going to be some late-night cabarets. You can purchase tickets for single shows, or you can buy a full festival package. That goes through the 29th.
Who else is in town?
The English band The Waterboys is at World Cafe Live on Saturday at 8. They've changed members multiple times since the 80s. I think they've had about 70 musicians that have played in the band over those years. But their front man and founder, Mike Scott, he's been the constant. Where the action
is. I haven't heard the Waterboys in a long time. It's really great that they're back.
Yeah, they released an album, Where the Action Is, earlier this year.
Wow. You always know where the action is, Tanya, and we are grateful for it. Where can we go for more information?
WHYY.org/things to do is where you can find out where to see boxing this weekend, get the details on South Philly's Sausage Festival, and find out more about Delaware's HBCU College Festival and the big Battle of the Bands.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Jennifer, you too.